This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we need to realize that no president comes except he is pro-Zionist. No president can come and he is anti-Zionist agenda. No president can come and he is anti-Israel agenda, because even if he is personally anti-Israel or anti-Zionist agenda, then the deep state in the United States will not allow him to do so, because this is beyond a presidential norms or presidential likes. Okay, so it is beyond him. This is a strategic geopolitical matter connected to America and its presence and the presence of Israel. This is number one. Number two, I mentioned this last time when Trump won the first time. I am really shocked. And until now, I do not find any explanation for this. A person like Trump, who is not that educated, yeah, he doesn't present this America, whether we like it or not. It is a great country. Maybe it is the greatest country. It is a superpower. It has the biggest number of educated people. It has the best universities in the world. It has the best think tanks in the world. It has the maximum number of patents in the world. It is the greatest country in the world. And it is led by a person like Trump, who doesn't have such qualifications. Why the Republicans would allow a person like him to be in power, okay, I don't have any. Why Americans allow such thing to happen? Same thing with Biden before that, an old man who doesn't know what he is doing until now. They said that maybe he lost it, okay? So this is another point. The third point is, brothers, it seems that now the Republicans will win all the powers. They will win in the Senate, they will win in the Congress, and of course the presidential position. Some people say that Trump have appointed judges and they are still among the high court judges, or they are still in influential judiciary positions, which means that even judiciary will be in his hand. This, all of this, gives him more flexibility to do whatever he wants to do. No one will challenge him, and he can proceed with whatever policies he have easily, much easier than Biden, much easier even than himself in the first time when he won. Also, another important point, of course, we all know that Trump is a right wing. Does that mean that the lefties are losing in front of the right wing? Is this in America only, or is it globally? This is a big question. Some commentators say this is a confirmation that the liberals and lefties are losing. This leads to another point, which is Europe. Yeah, some commentators say that Europe now is thinking deeply about the coming stage, because as we know that Trump asked Europeans to pay more. He said, we are protecting you. You need to contribute more towards our protection. And they say that he is unpredictable regarding what he wants to, how he wants to deal with the European politics. So that's why they are quite worried about that. But we don't know whether this is a defeat of liberals, lefties all over the world, or it doesn't reflect that. Another important point is Russia. It seems that Russia is celebrating his victory, because as you know, that he tried to reconcile with Russia. And also, he's not in favor so far. Of course, everything can change, brothers and sisters. Don't say that you said this. These are assumptions or just reading of the situation and benefiting from some of the commentators, yeah, here and there. But nothing is solid. So there is a possibility that he will stop funding the war in Ukraine, which means that Russia will win the war. Will Trump allow Russia to win the war easily? Yeah? Is this a matter in his hand, or it is a matter in the hands of the deep state, and the deep state in America will not allow Trump to do this? Also, regarding China, you know that Trump did not have good relationship with China. He was trying to impose sanctions on China. So China is not celebrating his victory. However, China may be happy that Trump is not a person who wants to, you know, to wage war. But as I said, with Russia and with China, Allahu alam, okay, I believe that how to deal with China, how to deal with Russia is beyond the hands of Trump or any other president. This matter is in the hands of the deep state of America. It is a strategic decision, or it is actually how to deal with China or Russia is part of their national strategy. Trump may modify or change it a little bit, but not that dramatically. So the relationship with China will continue as it is. Maybe Trump will put a little bit more pressure on China. Regarding the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, maybe he might give some space to the Uyghurs to put more pressure on China. That is a possibility. Our brothers from East Turkestan, the Uyghurs, they should really look at this closely. Also, see, the saddest thing, okay, which is our area, as yani, I mean the Muslim area, okay, the Muslim area. Unfortunately, we are not like China, we are not like Russia, we don't have a power, a superpower. So still, Trump will look at us down and will mistreat us, and will he continue to humiliate some of the leaders, although he might come across that he is befriending some of them. He will continue like this. We don't have a geopolitical power to maybe to stand against his policies. Turkey is happy that he won because they were not in good terms with Biden, and Biden, as a lefty and as a liberal, he was siding with the PKK. Trump will not do that. Turkey is happy, I guess. Okay, Iran is not that happy because, as you know, that Trump has put so much pressure and used aggressive language against Iran. Now, let us come to the main issue, which is Palestine. Yeah? I believe that the issue of Palestine and Gaza, yeah, might not be in the hands of Trump. It might be, or is likely to be, in the hands of the deep state. Yeah? And Israel 4. America is a strategic project, and they will continue support Israel. Some commentators said that Trump is not in favor of continuing the war. I doubt this. Allahu alam. Yeah? And even if he pushed for a deal, of course the deal will not be in favor of the Palestinians whatsoever. And don't forget that Trump, he is the one who moved the American embassy to East Jerusalem. Trump also, let us not forget that he is the one who promoted the Abrahamic Accord. Yeah, he came with the his Kushner, with his son-in-law, with this, and he was putting pressure on some Arab countries to accept that, and they did accept that. How is that going to be? How is that going to be after, you know, this genocide that is taking place against Gaza? Can he push that? Will some Arab countries continue accepting this normalization with Israel? I think many Arab countries, they are willing to do that, and they want to do that, but they might not do it now because of maybe not ethical reason, just embarrassment, okay? Embarrassment in front of the world, in front of their people, I mean, etc. So that might continue, but with little bit, that might continue, but not as quick as it used to be before. Yeah, many commentators say that America now is shaking because there is like a division within America, although he won by majority, but they said in terms of their policies and because of economy, because of number of other factors, so there might be some internal division that did not come up to the surface. As Muslims, unfortunately, it is a milestone in our history. We should take advantage of that, but this provides that we have a strategy. We have some superpowers that can, or we have strong countries that can have an impact on the geopolitical situation. This is how I see it. Of course, I have benefited a lot from what Dr. Sami Aryan has written, what Dah Khamfar has written, and others. I don't claim that all of this is just coming out of myself. See, my dear brothers and sisters in America, one important message. To be honest with you, let me say that clearly. I was not happy with the attitude of many American Muslims during the election. What we did, we had the elections in Britain a few months ago. What we did, we organized ourselves and we established a few organizations or initiatives to run the show. Most of the Muslims accepted that. So we have the Muslim Vote and other initiatives. And the leaders of the Muslims, most of them joined the Muslim Vote. I was part of it as well. Okay? So we managed to run the elections. And we decided not to support the Tory nor the Labour. We decided not to support any of them. And when in the beginning, when we selected the three of the Labour candidates, because they are good Muslims and etc., we received so many criticism against that, and we withdrew our support for any Labour candidate or for any Tory candidate. Yeah, and then we said, okay, either you support independent or maybe the Green or Lib Dem. And it was very successful. And we have spoken about that success. We have 50 of the MPs that we supported, they won. And we have 5 independent MP. It was for the first time since 1973, or maybe even before that, we had 3 independent candidates only. Yeah? So when you organize on a national level, you will come up with good results. Allahu alam, we didn't see this happening in America. Another thing, if some of you decided to support Trump or support Kamala, you support them, okay, but without endorsement as if they are the saviors. We have seen some people celebrating with Trump, some people celebrating with Kamala. They are going full-fledged with them. No, even if we say, go for Trump or go for Kamala or go, you go for one of them as the lesser of the two evils. Still, both of them are pro-Zionism, pro-genocide. Yeah? So you don't come and you don't take pictures with them and celebrate with them as if they are the saviors and they are the right people. Okay? Now, in the future, I strongly advise, and inshallah you have many scholars, many thinkers. First of all, coordination. Please, coordination. I believe that you should have like a think tank to decide what you need to do during Trump period. Yeah, I cannot tell you, okay, I'm sure there are more qualified people than myself who can advise you, but you need to have like a think tank, yeah, in order to maybe come up with new ideas how to deal with that. This coming period of Trump, and make a lot of dua. May Allah Jalla wa'ala help you, my dear brothers and sisters. All the best, insha'Allah, for you. Salaam alaikum.